USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is giving more information about his claim that a malaria drug could be an effective coronavirus treatment.
A lot of our frontline workers take it because it possibly, and I think it does, but you know, people are going to have to make up their own mind. Plus, it doesn't hurt people. It's been out on the market for 60 or 65 years for malaria, lupus, and other things. I think it gives you an additional level of safety.
The president has been under fire once again after claiming he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for nearly 2 weeks. Dr. Rosemary Leonard told the BBC people should not be following the president's lead.
Unless you're taking part in a clinical trial, this drug is under very specialist supervision. I would very much say the potential risks far outweigh the benefits.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.